Hey, how you doing? This is Tony, and welcome to Finding Subjects Podcast, the show about nothing. Yesterday, I had a comment from somebody. See, here's the confusing part about social media, right? I'm not really a fan of social media. And then they say, you know, they say, oh, you got to get out there. You got to push your product. You got to push your content. Be your brand. You know, I don't know what any of that means, and I really don't care, right? We do this show to talk to you folks. We have a good time with Bink and Chico and myself. We sit around, we talk about stupid stuff or stuff that's important. And be that as it may, we talk about whatever subject we happen to find that we feel like discussing. And the goal of the show is to entertain you, to let you hang around with us and laugh with us and laugh at us, each other. Just have a good time. Just, you know, kill a half hour and talk about stuff, share some music. That's it. So being out on social media, what you're supposed to do, you know, as your page, right, as Finding Subjects Podcast, you go and you interact with people on other pages. You might make a comment and such. So I visited this page and they got like 35,000 followers of the page, right? And I make a comment because they asked, hey, take a picture of yourself, put it here, and we'll guess who you are or what is about you, right? So they put a picture up of this beautiful woman, and I make these comments of who I think she is as a person. Really not realizing it's not a real person, right? So here's the reply I get from them. I've had a look at your social media page, website, and podcast page, and I can't really figure out exactly what the value is that you are offering. Normally a good podcast has titles that make people interested in listening. Well, there you go. If you want to go back to the old school, I guess that's an old-fashioned ass-kicking by him to me in regards to the 21st century, right? But I don't take it as such, right? You see, I looked at our page, and I'm like, okay, what are we? You know, what is this page? I'm a new person here. Why would I want to click on here? And here's a kicker, right? It's like just this month alone, we got like 37,000 people visit and, you know, check out, you know, the different things that we have. And so we're definitely getting out there. But this guy's got a point. As evil and arrogant as it may sound, he's making a logical point. You know, we need to look at what we're doing, right? And then hone it in. What is it? Is it a podcast page? Is it a photography page? You know, this is the same thing with our life in regards to whether, you know, you're doing a job and you're trying to perfect something. If it's a song, you want to, you know, try to fine tune it as best you can. If it's a book that you're writing, a manuscript, you edit and edit and re-edit and re-edit and you're fine tuning. You're making sure things are clear, crisp, and concise for understanding. And so I took a look at the page and I'm like, you know, I'd be a little confused if I looked at this because that Italian in me, right? We want to give people everything. Hey. Here you go. Here's everything. And here's some photography and here's some podcasting and here's some pictures and here's some video of jets. It's all the stuff that excites me. And we throw it in one page all at you, right? And then you got my Irish side is, don't forget about me. How about some ham and cabbage and throw some of that in there? And this Italian guy's like, spaghetti, more meatballs. It's just abundance, abundanza, right? As they say, abundance of everything. And, you know, to be fair, you should have a little more clear crystal clear, concise message that your page is giving off. So what I ended up doing, right, is our Facebook page. I made it basically a photography page. It's truly the origins of Finding Subjects, which a lot of people may not know that, right? I go out and I find subjects to photograph, and then I talk about it. Years ago, I had this page called Finding Subjects Podcast, or actually just findingsubjects.com. And what I did there was amassed, I don't know, 40 some thousand people that would follow. And it was about my photography. And then along with the photography, I would tell a story about the photography or what that picture meant to me, what I see in the photograph. I'm going to go back to that. And then simultaneously, when we have an episode come up for the podcast, we'll put that up as well. So I don't want to confuse folks. And listen, the guy ripped me a new one, rightly so. Sometimes you have to clarify. Sometimes you got to look within. And not take offense to it and say, okay, dude, you got a point here. Now, that might not be a value to you, but it's a value to someone, especially me. That's why I do it in the first place, for me and my kids. And then I do it for Bink and his family, Chico and his family, and our friends and our families. So we have something to remember us by. Hey, listen to these three knuckleheads talking about goofy stuff, Delco stuff, all stuff that's important to us. And most importantly, about life and each other and how similar we all are in this world. Right. So that's the whole the deal in a nutshell. So what I'm going to do from now on is go back to my roots. And you might say, well, what happened to your roots? What happened in the beginning? I had 30, 40,000 followers, right? And I was getting personal. I would show my pictures and then I would tell the story behind it. And I was afraid to embrace that. And you might be saying, well, what do you mean? Yet you're putting yourself out there, right? You're putting your thoughts out there and what you like, what you enjoy. There's nothing wrong with that. And I wasn't comfortable with that. You know what I mean? That was for me. That was my enjoyment, the photography and seeing a picture, framing it in a different way, in a special way, the light, everything about it. And then in that way, that is my appreciation of God's world. That's basically it in a nutshell. I was just capturing a moment in time, be it wildlife, a person, an event, whatever, capturing that in that still, right, in that photograph and keeping it forever. And then in that way, I remember it. And I remember the message and the story behind it, the whole concept of Finding Subjects podcast. And I just want you to know that. So there's clarification here as to what Finding Subjects is or Finding Subjects podcast is. Not only, you know, so the Finding Subjects Facebook page is going to be my photography. It'll be the stories behind that. The Finding Subjects podcast is about the stories that we might want to talk about life, about everyday life, about problems that you and I and everybody out there might have in common. We'll talk about music and how we get pumped up and inspired by certain songs through our lives and maybe the meaning of those songs. That's Finding Subjects. And funny, I visited this guy's page who kind of like nailed me to the cross. And you know, also the purpose of this is to put a smile on your face, right? To entertain you. I said that way early on. That's what we do it for. We don't get paid for this. It's a hobby. We love doing it. We love talking to people. We love when people follow us from all around the world. We have a great listenership all over the world, which blows our minds, right? But the main purpose is to connect with you, to identify with you, to let you know that whatever it is that you got going on in your life, we got your back. We understand you. And there's always an open chair for you here at Finding Subjects. Be it the podcast, be it the Facebook page, whatever, you're always welcome. And that is our mantra. That is our message. That is our purpose. Put a smile on your face. Entertain you. Ironically, I visit this site of this guy trashing me, and what do you think their little mission statement is?
Just put a smile on your face.
Well, does that happen by trashing other people? And this is where you got to insert some laughter. It's ironic, right? He's out trashing folks, and simultaneously, he's spreading a message of love. I'm not feeling the love, but it's okay because I got the message, and I want to thank you for that because you helped me fine-tune and made me focus, and it just reminded me of me old days. Did you hear that Irish coming out? Reminded me of the old days playing hockey. You get the pregame jitters, right? Some friends of mine throw up before a game, just the nerves. It's normal. It happens. You might not know that, but we all have our pregame rituals and such. So I'd get nervous and you're like, ugh, you know, but you get pumped up simultaneously. And the best thing that could ever happen to me, my first shift, was somebody knock me right on my butt, like lay me out, plaster me against the boards. And I'd be like, oh yeah, thank you for the wake up. And then forget about it after that. It was a terror. It was a switch that went on and didn't shut off until three periods later. So thank you, sir, for kicking me in the buttocks, waking me up, making me focus and concentrating on the purpose, the true purpose of Finding Subjects podcast. And that is to find that commonality between us all so we can respect and empathize with each other and hang out with each other and appreciate our faith. Whatever your faith is, mine happens to be God. And within that, find the goodness where that empathy and kindness comes for other human beings. And hopefully along the way, we help you laugh and we help you smile. And it's not time wasted for you. With that, I just want to say thank you very much. for listening here. Thank you from all over the world, wherever you're from. Hopefully you will appreciate the message that I'm trying to put out with Finding Subjects Podcast, what Bink and what Chico are trying to put out. We're trying to make you laugh, man. We're trying to make you smile. More importantly, wherever you are in this world, we just want to let you know that regardless of what media and people might say, we are all very, very similar, more similar, more alike than you would ever know. And that's what the purpose of this is as well. Unity, respect for each other, world peace, respect for mankind. And in that way, that's how we change the world. Not by forcing our opinions on other folks, but by listening and accepting and understanding each other. That's all I got for today. Hopefully you will like my photographs. I'll be putting more of those up. I'll be putting the stories up behind the photographs, and the podcast will continue. And our goal, in case you don't know, our mission statement, to entertain you and make you smile. Have a fantastic day. This is Tony, and thank you very much for listening to Finding Subjects Podcast. Please share it with other people if you would. It means a lot to us, and please ask them to share and follow. That's all we can do to help get the word out there and maybe change this world for the better. And you might think that's very naive, dude, that you think you can actually make a difference. We make a difference in one person's mind, then we made a difference in the world. Let's keep on doing that. Let's do it as a mission statement, as a tribe here at Finding Subjects. Thank you very much, and we really do appreciate every one of you. See you. Take care. Peace.